Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. If your hope is in this world, it's going to be dismay and discouragement. But if your hope is in Jesus Christ, when other people are crying, you're shouting and praising the name of the Lord, because that's where my hope is.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us again on Revive Radio. Today's program was taken from a recent Sunday service here at Pace Assembly. This is part one from a two-part message series entitled, Hope for Hard Times. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Does that make you feel anywhere about where we are in this society now? Where this morning I get up to find out what the news is saying and it's something else. They said now another strain in the coronavirus that's worse than the first one. I said, well, thank you, Jesus. That's just what I wanted to hear. What am I going to do with all that being tossed around? Because after a while, you just want to throw your hands up and say, you know what, I'm just staying in the house. Come on now. I won't go to church. I won't do this. I won't do that. And the next thing you know, your mindset is the same as that world out there. Why do we need an anchor? Because of the discouragement and the guilt that comes from our past. Some folks sitting in this building and watching right now have cut God off because their past has been so much and things that have pressed them so heavy that it's cut them off from God. The Bible says this is the antidote for the poison of guilt. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But the book says if we confess our sins, he is faithful, come on somebody, and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why do we need an anchor? Because we're going to face trials in the days ahead like we have never seen in our lifetime. 8,000 churches are going to shutter their doors before the end of the year. Who's going to be here? Even this morning, I'm getting reports of members of this congregation that are dealing with sickness before I get to this pulpit. What are we supposed to do with that, Pastor? Are we supposed to hide and isolate and stay away? Well, we could do that, and that's exactly the government's answer. But I got an answer from God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Come on, is anybody talking to me? For his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the COVID virus, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I got news for the COVID. I got news for the devil. I got news for the world. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forever. I came to tell you we're not shutting the doors of this house. Come or go, sink or swim, the Lord is my anchor, and on that rock I will stay. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap like you want to. Let the Lord know where you belong this morning. We're going to face trials. You need an anchor. You're going to face the accusations of the devil. You need an anchor. You're going to have to deal with people day after day and unbelief. You need an anchor. You're going to turn on the news and they're going to tell you every day, here's the stats, here's how many are dead today, here's how many are alive, here's how many is infected. Are you discounting it? No, I absolutely am not. Nor am I discounting the Ebola virus that happened in 2015. Nor am I discounting the AIDS virus. Nor am I discounting anything that's up ahead. All I can tell you is I have an anchor that is sure and steadfast. Have you got an anchor? Are you floating aimlessly with every wind that's blowing? Every time something else happens, it changes your faith. Every time something else happens, what's going to happen in the streets of America? I don't know what's going to happen in the streets of America. What's going to happen with this? What's going to happen? I don't know about all of that. All I know is this. There's an anchor. There's a rock that I can build my faith upon. And hope is not something. Hope is someone. And his name is Jesus. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. I can assure you today that when the storm clouds blow, last night we were at home and getting ready for the service and preparing, and just like many of you, at this moment we have no explanation. The electricity started blinking the lights. Did a little bit here, did a little bit there. I don't know. I've prepared myself for the physical needs of me and my family, and for this church. And I've cautioned you to do the same thing. But I'm going to tell you something. When it's all said and done, there is an anchor that's been provided for every one of us to keep us solid when the lights are on and when the lights are off. In the midnight, when I lay my head on the pillow, I say, walk around this house, Jesus, and put angels all around this place to guard me in the middle of the night. Pastor, I'm afraid. I understand that fear wants to come, but hear me. The Bible says, be not afraid of sudden fear. You know that's from the devil. Fear hath torment. Fear is of the devil. The disease is of the devil. I don't have to worry about that. What I do have to do is hold fast to the anchor, who is Christ Jesus. Well, Pastor, I'm good. I'm all good. Everything's good. Well, that's good. But what if the storm lasts longer than what you think? What if the storm, I mean, storms come and storms go. We get that. And look at us right now, y'all. I don't know why I'm going this direction. It's totally different than the 8 o'clock service. Here we are. I think it's now the next named storm is G. We're already up to the G in the hurricane. And the tropical storm Fay ran right up into the middle of New York City, even as I speak. And we're not even into August or even the peak season of what we see. Storms come. And then they blow out. But what happens if the storm lasts longer than what you think it was going to last? What are you going to do? I've got an anchor. My soul has been anchored to the rock, Christ Jesus. They went to work that day. 33 Chilean miners went down in the spiraling hole of the cave for 2 miles, all the way down to begin their daily work inside of that cave, those mines. 2 miles deep. And everything was going fine until all of a sudden something shook and the cave they were working on started to collapse. 33 of those miners 10 years ago in 2010 were trapped all of a sudden inside of that mine, and one of the largest viewed opportunities of rescue, over 1 billion people watching that for a total of 69 days. According to the report, one of the individuals got all of them together inside of that cave and said, listen, conserve what you need to conserve. turn the lights off and save the battery and don't eat all the food up, we don't know how long we may be down here. They got together and one devout evangelical out of that group of miners in that ground got all of them together, and they would talk and laugh together to keep their hopelessness from going overboard. One of them started keeping a diary and said, there's a great sense of powerlessness. We don't know if they're trying to rescue us because we don't hear any machines working. One of them, Jose, that devout evangelical, got them together and said, we aren't the best men. Started to pray. We aren't the best men, God, but Lord, have pity on us. And they all knelt and asked God to guide their rescuers to the tiny room where they were waiting in what was called the refuge room. On August the 16th, the 12th day of their underground terror and crisis, one of them writes in his diary, we're losing hope. 12 days. 17 days pass by, and all of a sudden they can hear the sounds of something breaking through the mine into the location where it came, a pipe with fresh air that immediately begins to suck up that pipe, and 33 of them gather around that small pipe screaming and hollering. And while they made them quiet on the surface, they listened into that pipe to hear 33 men screaming to the top of their lungs, we're here. They wrote on the bottom of that pipe, all is well, hoping you will rescue us, the 33. They begin to send food and other supplies down, and days clicked on. They believed at some point that someone was going to rescue them, but they just didn't know when. One of them said, I don't believe in luck, but I believe in faith. Even when it seems, he said, that there's no hope. He added in his diary, the devil can't do anything because God is present with us. Oh, if I make my bed in hell, thou art with me there. The power of prayer would surround some of the other miners and pray for them as they were falling sick, and miraculous healings took place in the 2-mile cavern of that mine. And on the 69th day, the help came. They left out of there one by one on a 30-minute ride to the surface. One of them stated when they got to the surface, when we prayed, he said, we didn't pray to get rescued. We prayed for the people outside to not abandon us. I don't know how long it's going to take for your son or daughter to come to Jesus. But whatever you do, don't abandon the hope of their salvation. I don't know how long it's going to take for the drugs to be broken off of their life and the addictions and the problems they've got. But you're on the surface with hope. And you don't need to abandon them. I want to say as your pastor this morning, in the face of all kinds of things that pastors have been facing and having to deal with and decisions and everything we've known as normal for pastoral care has been flipped upside down. I want you to know that my faith today is as strong as it's ever been. And I'm bringing you a message of hope, not to tie you to me or to this church, but to tie you to the strong anchor who is Jesus Christ, who will never abandon you and never fail you.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then. Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.